Hello, everybody. This is Sega with Love, Sex, and Gaming Podcast. This is another Sega segment. Today, I want to go ahead and talk about the Samsung Z Fold and Z Flip.
Dead Space remake. Oh, my God. I really can't wait.
And another good thing that I love doing as a passion and also as a business, 3D printing. What to know and what not to know. Let's go ahead and dive right into it. So first thing we got on our list is a Samsung Z Fold. I pre-ordered this one myself, and Samsung even followed through because I thought it was going to play me for a sec. Because I went down to Verizon. That's who I use to go ahead and see about my phone and everything it's supposed to come with. Because I was supposed to get the S Pen Fold Edition and the case and stuff with it. And it was like I was reading into it. Like, oh yeah, you also get like $200 of Samsung credit. I was like, oh wow, I get all of this just for pre-ordering the phone? Well, shit, why not, right? So they said, oh no, Samsung's supposed to handle that one. So for all those who's also wondering about that, if you already haven't checked that out, because I honestly wish I would have dropped this knowledge way sooner, you got to go ahead and get in contact with Samsung so they can go ahead and give you your stuff. That's apparently what that $200 is for. You can go ahead and get the S Pen Fold Edition with the case bundle. Right now, they even cut that price from $80 to $50. So you're basically just paying for the case, which is even better. And whatever else you want to use the other stuff for. Like, there's charging pads on it. Like, so everything is damn near 50% off on their site once they give you this credit. So that way you can go ahead and figure out what you want. You're not going to be able to get everything, but you can go ahead and get a lot of things. There's even some bundle stuff if you want the bundle stuff. Me, personally, I rather would have had, I should have probably got the bundles now that I thought about it, but I didn't really care about the wall charger, the wireless charger pad neither. But I should have just got it because I ended up getting two cases, headphones, and the pen. I believe it's worth it, but I guess I'll figure that out Friday when everything gets here, and I'll have a review on that one. Now, as far as the phone goes, it had to go ahead and pass my boy's test of approval. Shout out to my homeboy Ray, Spicy Mail. He's a stickler for his phones because they need to be able to do what he has now. Now, even though he has the S20 Plus Ultra Omega Drive, he needs to have Samsung Dex. Now, I was trying to tell him that the Samsung Folds all have them. He didn't believe me. Had to show him. Samsung came through with clutch and even released a video on how it works and what you can do with it. I was like, oh, thank God. Nothing more than just pure evidential proof that I can give it to the man. Like, this phone is also pretty good. Now, I love this phone for its screen with the 7.6-inch screen when it's unfolded and the 6.2 when it's folded. Absolutely lovely. And the 120 hertz refresh rate on that thing, balling. And the freaking speakers, loud as hell. Oh my God, this is a speaker box in my pocket. Can't even get around it. And it's built better with the PX8. Freaking water resistant, not dust resistant. Absolutely lovely. Made with this, what is this? Gorilla Glass Vectus stuff. Awesome. I do not recommend dropping your phone. If you want to be the one to go ahead and stress test it, go ahead. This is an $1,800 phone. And I ain't doing it to mine. I'm going to let you do it to yours. I'm going to catch you on YouTube and check that shit out. So, with that, like, it handles everything like a dream. The multi-screen factor, the split-screen factor, the gaming on it is absolutely lovely. Whether if you're playing Genshin Impact, Mega Man X Dive, Dragalia Lost, or just Xbox Game Pass games, it handles it and it plays it really freaking smooth. It uses the entire real estate and the compatibility aspect ratio that you can go ahead and throw your apps in. Just fucking lovely. You don't even gotta worry about nothing. It does it all for you. Or if it doesn't, you just go into the options and go to labs and there you go. There's the options for you and you're still squared away. You don't even have to worry about anything. Everything's right then and there. It's clear as day. Photos, oh my God, I felt like such a pretty little bitch. It just made me look good. I even did a little duck face thing. So just amazeballs, amazing. Absolutely love it. And comes in two two storage factors. You got the 256 gigabyte one, which is the one I got, because I know I'm not going to use all that memory, even though I think I will, but I really won't. I even cut down a lot that I had from my old phone and threw what I usually have into my new phone. I just know, like, yeah, I didn't really use it, but my pictures and videos, I will always keep those forever. Thank you, everyone. I go ahead and give this phone a 9 out of 10. I give it a 9 out of 10. Only thing I really don't like about this phone is how quickly you can kill it when you open it and you constantly using that unfoldedness. You will drain your battery pretty quickly. But I will say, to combat that, it does charge really hella fast. So that's really good on Samsung's part. And it's just built better. They have a new aluminum body, just really freaking sturdy. This is definitely my bad. When I first got the phone and I opened it out of the box and I held it and I unwrapped it, sniffed that phone, you just let a new tech smell. I know everyone does. When I opened up my Xbox, my PS5, I sniffed the shit out of it. I don't know what it is, but it's like an accomplishment. Like, oh, I got something new. It's that new shiny thing, man. It's just absolutely freaking beautiful. So what I did was I accidentally dropped it. I was like, oh God, oh. And I checked it and it was fine. I didn't have a single scratch on the glass, and I only nicked the little tiny part that was on the camera bump. Wasn't nowhere near the camera, just a little tiny nick on the camera bump. That's it. I was like, oh God, thank God. And I was really hoping this thing would have shipped with a case so I could have at least threw one in it immediately, but it didn't. It was supposed to come with everything. Even Verizon was like, oh, it didn't come with everything. It was like, no, it didn't. I don't know why. You tell me. So, yeah. So, oh, also, I went from a Z Flip, not the 5G, just the original Z Flip, to the Z Fold. And honestly, I have no complaints. Hinge is absolutely godlike tier sturdiness. Nice, not even rugged, it's just strong. Real reliable type of hinge, and the build is absolutely solid. I got it in green because I didn't want anything in black. I'm not really so much of a black or white type of phone guy anymore. I just need something that's different, colorful, standing out, you know, something unique. I don't like the same phone everyone has anymore. And I'm actually pretty cool with that now. I like being different. It may cost me to be different, but if you want something different, you're going to have to pay a different price. That's how I see it. And, I'm not mad about my phone at all. Everything transferred over really, really nice and fast. All my music, all my photos, all my texts, everything. Just with the Samsung Smart Switch, it just made it real too easy. And it even downloaded my apps one by one really, really, really fast. It was like a snap with the fingers and everything. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Other than that, I got a Urban Armor gear case on it. I like the case. I really do. I like on how strong and rugged it is. But one thing I don't like about it is how deep the outside front screen is. It makes it a little bit more harder for me to go ahead and actually get to my notifications. Or if I'm using Samsung Dex, because I use Samsung Dex at work. I got like another monitor and stuff like that. Shout out to all my techs out there. Whoop, whoop. Goes ahead and it gets in the way, so I can't really get to it. And anyone knows the tech, you got a big thumb. You don't got no little skinny thumbs. Well, some of us do, but I'm a giant among men, you know. So yeah, it gets in the way. Other than that, and kind of gets in the way of the fingerprint scanner too. And the fingerprint scanner, absolutely 100% lightning fast responsive. I absolutely love it. I was like shocked. I was like, oh, well, that just opened. Okay. Accidentally open up my phone on the regular all the time. Love it and yet hate it, but absolutely still love it because I'm definitely into that. And then you have the game launcher, which honestly just keeps all the clutter from outside of your apps. Well, from your app menu, really. When you go ahead and you swipe up and you look for stuff, it keeps all your games in one spot. You don't got to go ahead and look for them. Like, you know where they are. As long as you know where the game launcher's at, it's doing its job. It's doing its thing. It's got you organized. It's keeping the clutter out of your phone and into where it needs to be. It's putting it in its own little happy place just for you. And you can never go wrong. And I also went ahead, and since I got the new phone, I needed a new theme. And they had this skull theme on it. It was pretty cool. I don't know if it's on sale right now, but it's definitely doing it for me. It's definitely doing it for me. I'm digging this. It's a skeleton drinking coffee surrounded by flowers. I know flowers seem a little frilly, but you know what? JoJo characters rocks whatever the hell they want, and so the hell can I. They dress the most weirdest and flamboyant, and they're the most hetero male you can ever meet. Shout out to my boy JoJo Joe Stars out there. They know what they're doing out there. They know how to land a lady rugged and strong as fuck. Freaking shoulders built like built like fucking car tires. I got Hondas on my shoulders. Come fuck with me. So yeah, that's what that is. Anyways, onto my next news. I have Dead Space. Oh, and this just wet my whistle. No homo. When I heard about it, and then they did a demo for it. They did the demo for it. I was blown away. This game looks sharp as a bitch right now. I never knew. Like, I was hoping for it, but I didn't think it was going to happen. I was honestly hoping for, like, the fourth game to come out in my eyes because I just needed that new kick. I wanted something new. And you know what? You give me the remake, you make it look amazing. You're doing me a service. It's like what they did with Final Fantasy VII Remake. But I'm actually still really hoping for Final Fantasy VII Remake just because they put Zack in it. Spoilers alert. Zack is alive again, and Zack is me boy. I always rooted for Zack. Cloud, yeah, you all right, bro. Everybody likes the blondie, but nobody cares about the brunette dude who works his ass off, who was a part of the soldier program in the beginning, who was with Angeal, Genesis, and Sephiroth in the beginning. Bruh, I need to see a rematch of Zack versus Sephiroth. I need to see it. Something tells me he's going to lose, but I got to see it because I know he's going to be a playable character. I know it. But back to Dead Space because, oh my, I can go on and on about Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII got a really nice story, and now they're going ahead and throwing in time. All right. Okay. Enough with the spoilers. Let me go back to Dead Space. Dead Space and whatever they showed during their YouTube attire or the YouTube event, because they did a live stream and they were showing everyone the early, very, very, very early products of the game. It showed some corridors, they showed some dismemberment, and they showed a little bit of action. It looks so, it looks like the best nightmare you can ever have as a 14-year-old. I am in love with it. I am with it. I always support the Dead Space franchise. I do forget what company they were. Oh, EA. That was my favorite. I never missed a beat when it came out to Dead Space. I loved every Dead Space that came out. My favorite one, you know what? Definitely the second one. Because when they had you go through some air ducts getting chased by a giant necromorph, that was terrifying. And you're not even shooting at it. You're just running. And it chases you from the corridors to outside. It's just after you. And you blow it up with some flammable gas tanks in a spaceship. And you shoot yourself back into the current spaceship or colony arc, whatever it may be. My bad, I haven't played the game in years. It's absolutely a nice fear fuel adventure, just like freaking Outlast. And there's going to be another Outlast. I think it's called Trials. It's going to be, oh my God. There's too many good scary games coming out, and October is around the corner, about like 30, 31 days away. I can't wait. I want to see this. I need to play this. I need my fear. I want my adrenaline pumping. I'm one of those type of guys. I ain't going out there jumping out of planes myself. Fuck no. I just like the fear aspect. The survival mode kicks in when you see this stuff. Where are you going to run? How do you know you're going to get out? You don't know you're going to get out. You're going to go for it. Outlast, there's no weapons. There's just running. You just run. You record and you run. You're like the most scared shitless blogger in the universe at that time. Compared to Dead Space, where your best friend is a plasma pistol that you took off of a surgical table. Oh, so cool, so cool. But I'm assuming that this game is going to come out for everything, probably not the Switch. I'm only saying that because this looks very graphically intense. And yes, I do know that they do a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? ports. Red Button does a lot of good ports for it. I don't know if they'll ever get to it. It would be nice if they did. It would be nice if everything, as far as this game, would come out at one time, at the same time. That way, whoever's playing it can play either together or just by themselves. And you don't have to wait an extra week, months, maybe half of a year just to play this on your Switch because you don't have an Xbox Series X, a PC, or PS4 or 5. Not everybody has it like that. And honestly, the pandemic really is messing up a whole lot of things along with scalpers. Go to hell, scalpers. I don't care what you say. Just ain't on the hustle. Nah, dude. Why would you charge $1,000 for a console? You know, speaking of a hypocrite, because I spent like $1,100 on my PS5, but I paid a fair. I got my Xbox from an auction, and then it wasn't like eBay or nothing. It was just one of the ones that was around town. It was a brand new in box. I was really happy about it because I wanted it. I wanted an Xbox. I haven't had an Xbox since the Xbox 360 days, and that was like my high school days, and that was the last time I ever had an Xbox. So I made it in the point to get the Xbox Series X, and I love the monolith looking thing a little bit more than my PS5 because I get a lot more gaming out of my Xbox than I do with my PS5. That's mostly because of the Xbox Ultimate Game Pass I pay for. And I pay for the Ultimate one is because I get to play on my Xbox and my PC and not really have to worry about it. And that's really what I want. I like doing that type of gaming. I like, what's the word? Constant gaming, where I can take my stuff from my computer, sit on the couch, sit on the toilet, sit on the bus, sit on the airplane, and continuously play. That's how I believe. Like, if you're a gamer, like I'm a gamer, where you got like 100+ games in there, and you only play only the good ones, you're a pretty bad person. But you're still a hardcore gamer, especially when you got like over 1,000 hours into something. It's just into one game. That's how I see it. That's how I know you're doing your gamer core good justice. But I digress. Once Dead Space comes out, I will be live streaming the everlasting crap out of that just because I know on how much of a good game it is. And you can never go wrong with a good scary game. It never, ever, ever go wrong with that. It's just, you never do. That's how it goes. That's exactly how that goes. But nevertheless, once you get a good hold on, let's say, I don't know if really this counts as spoiling, because I was always wondering, like, why was Dead Space 1, 2, and 3 always going on sale? And then they just dropped this bomb that they're doing the remake, and they're doing it with the Frostbite engine, and the Frostbite engine looks absolutely gorgeous. One of the games that I know that did this well was Monster Hunter Rise. Even though it was a Switch game, it was just great. I wasn't mad about this at all. It just came out fantastic. Everything was great, playable, and it did what it needed to do. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But this game's going to have to be... I would give this game an early 10 out of 10. If not, if you really want to push something, you can go ahead and say 8 out of 10 if you want to be magically fair. And I'm saying magically fair. My bias tells me this game is a 10 out of 10. I'm not even saying it needs to be a 10 out of 10. It is a 10 out of 10. It's just because nobody can hear you scream in space. Boom. Drop that on somebody. So, yeah. And another part of the news that I like to go ahead and share about with you guys is 3D printing. Every now and then, you might be wondering, hey, where does all these people get all these crazy cool things that you just can't get at a Walmart, a GameStop, some might maybe sometimes on Etsy? Well, the simple answer is they just decided to start 3D printing. I'm okay with that. You know what? Because 3D printing is art in itself. It's either you're doing the 3D modeling or you find somebody else online who has already made the product that you want. And that right there is the best part about it. Because now you don't have to worry about it. Now you don't have to think about it. Now all you have to do is just go out, and do it. There's nothing that you have to do at all. You just do your thing and you print. So you load up your filament. You add the adhesion glue stick to your bed if need be. And you let it do its thing. You just let it print and give it like a couple of hours, depending on what you're making and what you're doing. Like I made Ghost of Tsushima's Oni mask. That takes about 10, because I got 5 machines I run. 14 hours, but I run, like if you want a helmet, you want to go ahead and cut this in half or maybe in fours because it's a helmet. You're going to be wearing it. But I made a mask, so I only needed the front side of my face compared to the back and the top. You know what I mean? So an Oni mask would run you about like 7 hours each side. And if you got 2 machines, it's only just 7 hours and whatever filament you got running around. Oh, and as far as different filament goes, there's PLA, which is the absolutely most common, PETG, which is stronger stuff, which is a higher temp count, ABS, which is also another high temp count, but it's good and sturdy if you're trying to, you know, do some stuff that has a high temperature around it. And then there's the strongest stuff you can possibly get as far as plastic goes, and that's polycarbonate, PC. That stuff right there, that's good. That's what some pipes are, and that's for like running hot water and stuff like that. That's good. That's really good stuff. So getting into 3D printing, I'd go ahead and allow you to explore Thingiverse, Cult 3D, Thangs. Cult 3D is my favorite. Check out STL Finder, depending on what you want to do and how you want to do it. CG Trader for some very well artisan style stuff. That stuff is pricey. And then you have Turbo Squid for some even more artisan style 3D printers with royalties free. So you go ahead and you can make this and you can sell this from those sites and you won't get in trouble because you have the royalties to it. You go ahead and you own it and you don't have to go ahead and fuck around and be like, oh, this is mine. No, because we're going to be able to find what you made. It's not hard. So yes, also that. And also as far as PLA recommendations, I go ahead and I like Hatchbox and Gold Arm. Gold Arm and everything they have silk base, yes, pure fucking gold. Coincidentally, I like their gold silk. I haven't tried their silk silver or bronze yet, but I will be. It has a real nice silky smooth texture to it, almost like white gold. It has that type of texture to it. I do have a lot of things I do make on the regular. I do sell my stuff on the regular. So it's a nice business because I know for a fact there's not a lot of people doing this. So I say go ahead and throw your hat in the ring. Let's ding, ding, ding. Let's get it on. See who sells the most. You can make a lot of good things. You can make a lot of handy things. You can make a lot of tools. You can make a lot of boxes. You can make a lot of knickknacks. Definitely good for what's the word I'm looking for here? Cosplay. Definitely great for cosplay, especially for those who's trying to get into it and you're not really good at using the true artisan style that I've seen on YouTube and people who make their cosplays and stuff like that. This right here, you should be able to make your belt loops, your buckles. You should be able to make even like cosplay swords. Cloud's Buster Sword, Guts's Dragon Slayer Sword, swords from Genshin Impact, swords from Legend of Zelda, helmets from Mega Man, helmets from Star Wars. That's a fancy one. Everyone is doing the Mandalorian helmets, Iron Man helmets, and then yeah, you just get good at it. And there's tips and tricks to get rid of the layer lines because it prints in layers. It's an FDM, so it starts off with one layer because you need a slicer for this. I also recommend Ultimaker Cura for those who's trying to get into it because it's a lot easier. You don't got to fumble with a whole bunch of settings. A lot of it's all preset for you. But if you want something easier than that, then you go ahead and this is what I use. This is what I use for production. I use Flash Forge Adventure 3s. these have their own slicer, and they even did an upgrade for the slicing software, which is the Flash Print, and it shows you the layer lines, it shows you the covering layers, the inside supports, all of it. It's all color coded now, so you know what you're working with. It shows you the time. I think it even shows you, yeah, it shows you the materials used, it shows you the name of your file, and it shows you how long it's going to be. So I use, because I'm just trying to use it because I'm not really using it, it's just been sitting here. I use my ABS to make a Mega Man E-Tank cozy cup, or cup cozy. You can put like canned soda in it and drink it like that, and you can act like you're filling up on energy. That's what I do anyway. And it tells you what your platform temperature is going to be and your extruder nozzle temperature is going to be, travel speed, print speed, in fill density, fill pattern, which I leave it on hex. I don't really need it to be fancy. It all depends on what you're doing as a person, really. That's how that goes. The shell count, which is basically like the layers on the shell, and layer height, and like on how far it is from the next layer. Also the material in the machine that you're using. It tells you all of this in a nice, quick and simple fashion. Everything comes out really nice and clean. And also, this is what matters. This also does matter, depending on like on how you're using your materials and all that happy jazz. But if you're using any type of raft or brim or curtain, whatever, that does add up in material as well, and it does add to your print time. Also, the size and the density of your print also goes to that. So this E-Tank Cozy cost me 9 hours and 8 minutes just in making, and about 49.70 meters worth of filament. This is why I usually buy the 300 meter filament, just so I can go ahead and, you know, keep up on it.
Because it may be $20 a roll, but again, I get mine from auctions. So paying $40 for like 5 to 8 rolls is way better than going to, you know, Amazon and getting just the one roll for the 20. Now, I will say I usually get my basic colors and flavors from there, but that's just what it is. You're not going to find everything everywhere. You're not going to get that big list. You're not going to get a rainbow. It's not a set thing. It's pretty much you get what you get and you roll with it. That's how those auctions work. And you just make it work based off that. So, yeah. Also, if you're trying to make your own 3D models and stuff like that and you're getting into it, just go ahead and mess around. There's Tinkercad. You can go ahead and make bag tags and stuff like that. Nothing hard. Really quick and easy stuff. Nice, right? Nice. You can't get mad about it. And then there's if you're feeling up to the challenge, up to the task, there is, what's the other one? Blender, which you can go ahead and make your own more detailed solid 3D models. With that, you can go ahead and go further beyond adding text to your models, special features, stuff like that. If you want to make figurines, go do all of that. I encourage you to do so, because you can never have enough of a 3D artist of any kind, and bringing their artwork to life. People will pay a whole lot of money for that, and I respect everyone who goes out of their way in just to learn it, even if you're self-taught, self-learned, whatever the case may be. But I digress. That would be definitely the end of it. I will have a longer segment in the future about 3D printing and other stuff about gaming in the future. I definitely would like to hear more from you guys and more followers coming soon. So please be safe out here in these COVID times.
Make sure you go ahead and tell your homeboy you love him, no homo. And there can never be enough gay jokes. Everyone, please have a good day and stay safe out there. Love, peace, and chicken grease.